Welcome back to another DBM podcast, folks. We hope you are staying safe and in control out there, as it looks like we just survived an absolute Z-score of 3.5 event. To put that in English, what happened on February 4th and 5th was a 0.05% probability event. It wasn't just a bad day, it was a statistical impossibility that actually happened. Let's attempt to review what happened and how it affects our decision-making going forward.
Yes, it was quite the week, that's for sure. Not for the faint-hearted. But the weirdest part, Bitcoin dropped 13%. iBit, BlackRock's ETF, saw record-shattering volume. Yet we didn't see the massive outflows everyone expected. Instead, we saw inflows. If people were panic-selling, how is money flowing in?
That is the trillion-dollar question. The data suggests we've entered the era of paper Bitcoin. This sell-off wasn't about people losing faith in Bitcoin itself. It was about multi-strategy hedge funds, the pod shops like Millennium or Citadel, getting punched in the face by their software stocks.
Right, because the correlation between Bitcoin and software equities has become ironclad. So when the software trade blew up, risk managers stepped in and yelled, "Sell everything." This was the mechanics of the crash. Here's the play-by-play of what we need to be aware of going forward now the institutions are involved.
First up is the degrossing. Big funds had to unwind the basis trade, where they are long spot Bitcoin and short futures. To exit, they had to sell their spot ETF shares and buy back futures, which caused a massive pop in the basis rate from 3% to 9%.
Next, the gamma trap. This is the scary part. There are structured products out there with knock-in barriers around the $38,000 to $43,000 range. When Bitcoin hit those levels, market makers, dealers were forced to sell Bitcoin aggressively to hedge their own risk.
Last but not least, the paper buffer. Because dealers were shorting iBit to hedge these complex options, they actually created new inventory. This is why the ETF data showed net creations instead of redemptions. It was dealer activity, not necessarily diamond hand buyers.
Okay, so why does this matter going forward? What have we learned about the warning signs?
For the average person holding Bitcoin in self-custody, the takeaway is that the price is no longer just about Satoshi's vision. It's now also about TradFi margin rules.
Precisely. We have to be aware of three major shifts. Forced correlations, Bitcoin is now a funding trade for big funds. If the NASDAQ or software stocks tank, Bitcoin will be sold to cover those losses, regardless of Bitcoin's own fundamentals. The hidden fragility. The paper Bitcoin complex, ETFs, options, and structured notes creates cascades. When certain price levels barriers are hit, computers sell faster than humans can react. The anti-fragility paradox. While the downside is violent because of these rules, it's important to note the upside will be just as vertical as this recent downside was. When the squeeze happens in the other direction, the same dealers who had to sell will be forced to buy back even faster.
So the bottom line is that this wasn't an FTX-style blow-up. It was a TradFi deleveraging event that used Bitcoin as a liquidity sponge.
Exactly. Bitcoin is now fully integrated. It's sophisticated, it's liquid, but it's also at the mercy of the same margin calls that govern the rest of Wall Street. The fragility of their rules is effectively Bitcoin's new reality.
Interesting. So the game just changed, and while the huge liquidity now open to Bitcoin's price is powerful, we have to be extra vigilant on the mechanisms now in play here. If there is one thing to take away, it's to accept the possibility that the Bitcoin sell-off was not caused by anything fundamental, but rather by the technical. Multi-asset de-risking made worse by reflexive derivatives plumbing. If this is the case, we are now aware of it. Of course, simply acquiring Bitcoin and securing in cold self-custody is the safest long play. But if you are working to leverage part of your stack, then paying attention to the macro and details of TradFi is essential to safety. A lesson well worth having this early in the journey, and as we prepare to allocate any cash flows to a Bitcoin-based balance sheet. Learn more about this in the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes for access, and see you next time.